Good morning, Jackson, Mississippi, and all surrounding areas. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards, the maitre d' of chaos. I hope everybody's doing well this morning. Oh, man, what is it? Hump Day! That never gets old. It does. It's real old. I don't miss the Hump Day commercials at all. But hey, every now and then we can bring it back to life, can't we? All right, before we get started, real quick, we are streaming live on the Save Jackson Facebook page for the first 10-15 minutes this morning, the first segment of the show up until 7:20, and then it all goes to the radio and to WYAB.com. So if you are playing on your phone this morning, you want to check out the live stream and see my big beautiful beard, that is an option. Let's see what else. Big birthday party this weekend. I'm gonna mention this every day this week because I would love to get to meet a bunch of you guys that I've never met, and girls. I'd like to meet your kids. Everybody's welcome. We're having a big get together. And of course, my friends, you know, that maybe I don't get to see all the time. I would love to see you guys. We're having a big get together this Saturday night out at the back porch, 471. That's on 471 in Brandon. Right there, if you're coming down Lakeland Drive, get off on 471, take a right, and boom, it's right there on your left. Easy to find. Email me, clay@wyab, or text me if you have any questions or plan on coming. We're going to start around 7 p.m. Daryl and Rob, also known as Charade Unplugged, will be handling the live music. They play a lot of good rock and roll, southern rock, country, acoustic stuff. And I'll also be splitting my birthday, a little triple threat birthday bash, with one of the most well-known bartenders in central Mississippi over the last 25, 30 years, Trevor Palmer. Everybody knows Trevor, from all the way back in the dock days to everywhere else in between. And then, of course, Daryl, Dirty D, one half of Charade there, will be his birthday as well. So it's going to be a great time, man. I go back 30 years with these guys, and all of our birthdays fall in August, so we just decided, hey, man, let's do a triple threat. It's free to get in. It's all ages. They sell beer there, food, the whole nine yards. And, again, free to get in. Starts at 7. We're going to go till close. I don't even know what time close is. I'm guessing somewhere between 10:30 and midnight or so. But I don't know if I can make it that late. But 9:30 is about my bedtime. But I'll see if I can stay up a little bit later Saturday night. And looking forward to that. That's going to be a good time. So, and hey, look, if you're on the Madison side of things, a little free plug here for my boy Chad Wesley. If Saturday night you don't feel like coming out there to as far out to where Rankin County where we're going to be, Chad Wesley is throwing his album release party at Georgia Blue there in Madison in their special event room. It's going to be a massive event. They're filming it for a concert DVD or a digital concert release and stuff. So, who knows? You could end up in the video and live in Mississippi music, YouTube infamy forever. That'd be kind of cool. So go check out Chad Wesley. His new album comes out today or tomorrow or Friday, I think. His new album comes out Friday. I'm going to try to have Chad come on if it's not nothing more than just a phone call to promote it here in the next couple of days. I know he's busy getting ready for the show. Maybe he can make time one day next week to come in and sit down with us and talk it up and have a good time. So, look, if you guys got any questions, you want to chime in, you want to text the show, it's hard for me to read the Facebook Live comments. It's got so much going on. I do try to get back to them and answer them throughout the day. But the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line is 601-879-0002, the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. And, hey, real quick, every now and then I get stuff wrong. I'll never apologize for stuff because I never intentionally make mistakes, and I stand behind my beliefs. But it was brought to my attention that I got a news story wrong last week. But it was wrong from the source, and the source being JPD. And it is the story about the 18-year-old girl who was allegedly homicide number 85, which is kind of funny because WLBT had done a retraction on the story, but they still have 85 homicides for the year of Jackson listed. And I just thought that was kind of weird. I'm going to pull this up real quick just to refresh y'all's memory, because I have no problem owning my mistakes here. Jackson. I got to click on the Jackson crime button. You may remember there was a 18-year-old black female that was killed in a what they thought was a bump and run last week. And what it ended up happening, that was on Bailey Avenue. And rumors were she had been set up by some friends. She'd got some money, this, that, and the other. But apparently she had a wreck, and the head trauma was so bad that the cop on scene mistakenly thought it was a gunshot wound. Once they got her to UMMC and they did the autopsy and whatnot, they realized it was head trauma from the accident, potentially. I mean, I guess it could be worse. It could be something else, but they have retracted the statement and says, upon further investigation, JPD says it was suspected the victim died of trauma received during the incident. Hinds County Coroner Grisham Stewart has deemed the status of the death pending until further confirmation of the exact cause of death has been determined. So they have tweaked the story. They're not saying it isn't a homicide yet. It could have been from the accident, or it could have been somebody hit her upside the head. I hope that's not the case. I mean, I guess neither one's going to bring her back. But so I do want to clarify that story. It is no, they're no longer saying that it was a gunshot wound to the head. It was some type of trauma to the head. But I got a lot of emails from people that claim that they know that girl, and they know that they've heard the streets is talking that she had bragged about getting some money on Instagram or Snapchat stories or something like that, and they set her up at a party. And when she left, they got her. I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. But if I'm the police, I'm exploring that option. You know, maybe they clubbed her upside the head. Again, I hope that's not what happened. But just for the sanity of the city of Jackson. So, speaking of the city of Jackson, I challenged Chakwe Antar Lumumba to drink a glass of Jackson water yesterday. Chakwe decided to get on here, not on here, but on the media, the news, and he wants to argue that the State Department of Health's boil water notices isn't, he doesn't believe it, long story short. He doesn't trust it. But will he drink the water? He's telling you, ignore the boil water notice, basically, in so many words. But you can't, because like the restaurants, for instance, I heard Kingfish on Kim Wade's show talking about this yesterday. The restaurants can't ignore the boil water notice because their health license, their operating license to be able to serve food comes from the Mississippi State Department of Health. If they ignore the boil water notice, they can have their food permit pulled if they come in there. And let's just be honest. This is getting very political. I wouldn't ignore any boil water notices. I mean, I think we can all agree that the Jackson water's messed up. You don't have to like me. You don't have to agree with my politics. But we can agree that the Jackson water's messed up. Well, fast forward a little bit to a little further along in the day yesterday. And another boil water, not even a boil water notice, a water conservation notice. Because, let's see here, this is a line on WLBT. It says, Jackson residents react to city's water conservation request amid boil water notice and low water pressure. So we got low water pressure, we got a boil water notice, and we have a water conservation notice at one time. Guys, again, you don't have to like me. You can be like, oh, well, Clay, you're just always bashing Jackson. I'm looking out for y'all, man. I am fighting for a lot of y'all that don't have the size platform that I have and maybe can't reach the people that I can reach. You know, you may not like my delivery. I'm a lot like Donald Trump. You may not like the way it comes out of my mouth. I might be mean. I might be a smart butt. But I am going to be honest and truthful about it. And I'm fighting for y'all, whether you know it or not. I'm fighting for y'all. That's why I kind of got a kick out of it. If you listened to the show yesterday, I read Arden Barnett's from Dueling Hall. I read his plea to the city politicians to do something about the water, to be more transparent. I read Jeff Good's same some version of the same letter last week, you know, pleading with people, pleading with politicians to do more. And I was thinking to myself, it's like they almost need a bat signal. But instead of the bat signal, it needs to be the Save Jackson logo or the Clay Edwards Show, either one. I will respond to both. It's like if there was only somebody that owned a restaurant and a bar in Jackson for almost 10, 15 years, right downtown, whose family owned a business on Lynch Street for 40 years, knows the city inside and out, and somebody who's not afraid to stand up to Chakwe and those people that work for him and his whole entire administration, somebody with no fear. If there was only somebody like that out there that they could turn to for help, that can say the things they may not want to say, just like I do on this radio show for the people who are worried about losing their jobs or being canceled. If there was only a voice of the voiceless out there that could stand up for these people who know what they've gone through. I don't know who that could be. Oh, that's right. It's me. It's me, the D-O-double-G. You know, but they want to play their game. They want to play their little, you know, put on the white gloves, be all nice, and not offend anybody. What's that gotten you? Nothing. We're getting to the part of the Bible where it's time to start flipping the tables over and raising some hell. Because playing nice, trying to be political, it ain't working for you. It's time to go around the city and to the state. And if you're watching me on Facebook Live, I'm very animated. I talk with my hands a lot. I throw stuff around. I got that from my mama. I do. My mama, she'll put the phone on her shoulder, and she will talk with her hands. You know, she doesn't speak in sign, but it ain't from my lack of effort. You almost know what she means. So I get that honestly. But look, man, the phone lines are lit up. We got to take a break real quick. Facebook Live, I'm going to keep you on for a few more minutes, so stay tuned there. This is the Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. We'll be right back. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 WYAB. And glad to be here with you guys this morning. I know you just heard that Acme Pizza commercial, but hey, I figure it bears repeating just a little bit. We're glad to have Chip Matthews and Acme Pizza here on the show with us. I know that you guys that have been listening for a while, if you didn't know Chip from anything else, you knew him from being here on the show with me. And he has now got a pizza restaurant right out there at Fan and Martin on the Res. And we are glad to have Chip and Acme on board. Look, man, they have 12 specialty pizzas. They have, I think, 9 or 10 different flavored daiquiri, frozen daiquiris at all times. It's a real New Orleans kind of vibe in there. You know, you got in New Orleans and Bourbon Street, they got all the daiquiri machines, a pizza by the slice. They don't have pizza by the slice yet, but you can get pizza. They have a deep fried pizza. They have sliders, you know, little small hamburgers or pulled pork sliders and stuff like that. And they have these little dynamite balls. It's deep fried pulled pork with cream cheese on the side and a little barbecue sauce, cream cheese inside. Anyway, phenomenal. Check them out. They open at 4 p.m. every day. And, of course, you can custom build your own pizza. I'll tell you one to try if you think about it. It's the Pig, Pig, Pig. It's a ham, pulled pork, and sausage. I believe that's what it is on. Anyway, it's three different kind of porks, Pig, Pig, Pig. And they also have a barbecue pizza. Phenomenal. Try them all out. All right, we got two calls sitting on hold on the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line. Caller number one. Hey, brother, you on the phone? On there.
Hey, Clay, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, I had to agree on this right here. No, I ain't no Chakwe Antoine Lumumba fan, but that was pretty silly for him to get that somebody just said to drink that water like that. I mean, that was about worse than Obama when he went up to Flint, Michigan and had a bottle of water and poured in a glass and say, hey, Flint, Michigan water is safe to drink now. Michigan water ain't just safe. It's just like Jackson water ain't safe to drink. So that was pretty stealing him. And another thing that I think the past six or seven mayors knew that Jackson water problem was bad, and they just kept kicking the can down the road. And now it's came home now.
Look, I 100% agree. I 100% agree. But here's the problem with Chalkway, I mean, from my point of view, is he campaigned on this. He campaigned on infrastructure and crime, and both have gotten statistically worse. And that's being as kind as I can about it.
I agree with him. So I think they could do. I mean, I know they said they took two parts offline. They're trying to repair them. I don't think they can do that. They just kind of just build another new water treatment plant. Simple step. Just have to build a new one. You're gonna do so much with our OB Curtis plant and stuff like that. It's just time to build a new one.
Yeah, you know, Rankin County built a wastewater facility. You know, so they're gonna have to. They're gonna have to build a new one. And I agree. I 100% believe. And look, I may be in the minority on this as far as like what other conservatives think or this, that, and the other, but I go to the beat of my own drum. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I believe that, you know, Andy Gibson and the ag commissioner just built that water well down there. And the city can, the downtown capital improvement district, there's another water well at the MDOT down by the MDOT shop. They can, between the two of them, they can tie in and they can have water for all of downtown. All of downtown, all of Belhaven, and most of Fondren. Now, that only accounts for 8% of the water, but that is your business district there. That is the heartbeat of the city, what's left of it. It's from money coming in and whatnot. So, I'm not saying prioritize it. I hate that because I know I got friends that own businesses in other areas, and that their water is equally as important as the capital's water. But let's do what we can to take some stress off the system, and maybe it will help the rest of it better. I don't know. This is not what I do for a living, but that makes sense when you say it out loud.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that. I mean, Andy did do it within a year?
Yeah, and
so, it is what it is now. But my thing is, how come the city judge can't think of something like that? I get ideas from other constituents of Mississippi. So this whole political partisanship is what got him in this trouble in the first place. When he had the chance to meet with the governor and the president in his first term, that was his golden opportunity to get some money to do something like that, but he let his partisanship get in his way.
Yeah, it started the day he decided not to meet with Trump, and they throw a hissy fit about it, too.
I mean, it's kind of, that was his golden chance to say, hey, Jackson Water system infrastructure is failing. I need some further help to either build a new plant or just renovate them or be Curtis from top to bottom. But he missed it by doing the partnership. And that right there is hurting Mississippi, not only Jackson, but the whole state. Because this partnership that the Republicans and Democrats going back and forth with each other.
Trump was so hell-bent on bending over backwards to do what he can to not be looked at as a racist by black folks, that he would do anything he could to help black areas and black leaders and black communities. Trump would have done what he needed to do to get that water. That will go down as one of the biggest political blunders in modern history, but Chalkway will never get the credit for it, the bad credit, but because the people that vote for him don't care.
I blame him for that because that doesn't make sense. I mean, like I keep telling people, in my eyes, they're both the same with different names. So you got to meet and have middle ground. I mean, because one, it's like this. If the governor was Republican and you were a Democrat, you can't say, well, I ain't going to meet with him because he's a different party. That's stupid.
Yep.
You can't get no state help doing that. We ain't get no federal help doing that when Trump is in office.
Yep. Hey, Chris, I got to get to this other caller, brother. I appreciate it. Good call today.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. All right. On the other line here. Hey, you on there?
Hey, I noticed George Flagg didn't have a problem getting with Trump or what he needed for the city of Vicksburg. So that shoots the race card out the window now, doesn't it?
Sure does. Look, and I'm no George Flagg's fan. I mean, he shut Vicksburg down and acted like a tyrannical tyrant. But when it was time to get what Vicksburg needed from the federal government, he found a way to play the game.
And you know the cool part about that, though? he had, you know, a lot of the stuff he got, he had got funds to, like, revamp the military part and historical Civil War stuff. And you notice he, you know, he didn't have a problem doing that, and he's a black man. So throw the race shit out, excuse my language, out the window. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I said it myself. They were going to rue today that they dissed the president when he came. Even a sitting congressman, Benny Thompson, should have known better. You know, and like you said, President Trump went out his way to help all people. It's just like he told Steve Harvey. He's like, Steve, what do you need? You know, when Steve went in with his agenda, when Ice Cube tried to go with the agreement, you know, black people vilified him. You remember that?
The Platinum Plan.
Yeah. They vilified him. He's like, look, man, we got to do something different, you know.
He even named it after one of the most famous strip clubs.
But no, man, you know, I always said that Jackson was going to rue today that they didn't put Jonathan Lee in office. And, you know, they're trying to make everything race-based, and they're trying to say people are leaving because of this and racism, that. But let me ask you a question, Clay, if I'm allowed to say this business out on the radio.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
I noticed Godfrey's ain't complaining. Now, you can't even get in Godfrey's anymore now that they done moved to Flowood.
Man, I tell you what, I've been following their progress on social media, and I tell you what a great idea for them to get right over there into Flowood. I need to get them here on the show because I would love to be able to promote what they got going on over there because it looks phenomenal. I hadn't tried to get in for lunch yet, but I am definitely going to go show my support.
Well, I'm going to get takeout dinner tonight. But
keep me posted.
Right there off of Highway, right there at the intersection of Highway 80, and I can't remember what that little drive is right across from the truck stop.
Flowood Drive. It's Highway 80 and Highway 80 and 49. But it's the old Western Sizzler.
Man, Clay, every time I go by there, you can't even get a parking space. You know, I noticed they ain't complaining.
No, They're hiring. I saw where they were hiring a general manager the other day. I shared the post for them, but I'm always willing to help.
I used to eat with them when they were at Terry Road. A great place to eat, but you know, even they had to say, "Well, it is what it is," you know.
Yep.
And I'm definitely gonna go support them this afternoon.
Well, good deal, brother. Do that, man. Derek, stay strapped down in Jacktown, and we will talk again soon, my brother.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's take one more call before we go to a break here. On the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, so do y'all remember Flint, Michigan?
Oh, yeah. They still don't have water. They still got brown water.
2014 is when that started. I'm sure they went through all the talking points that we went through, too. How it's racist, and it was the whites, and it was the blacks. And y'all, they went through all the same talking points we did in 2014, and they still don't have power. That's a long time ago. We need to skip forward through all this crap and just realize that a bunch of people, regardless of color, screwed up. Let's fix it.
Yeah, wasn't theirs a man? I mean, I know that ours is man-made too, or lack of hands-on. But there was some kind of man-made mistake moving a body of water. There was something. I need to go back and research that. But
I couldn't answer that. What I can tell you is, yesterday I had a big water leak that I had to fix. I fixed it. I turned the water back on, waited for all the debris to clear, and I couldn't tell when the clean water got there and the mud got washed out of the system. And I'm in Jackson.
Are you in Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah. That's tough, brother. I do. I hate it, man. My parents are down there dealing with this crap. My in-laws are dealing with it. I got tons of friends dealing with it. You know, half the time when I'm up here raising hell about this kind of stuff, I'm doing it on their behalf.
Well, I just want everybody to realize that, you know, Flint's had it for a long time. Let's go ahead and skip all this political crap. Let's just fix it.
Yep.
There's so many people depending on people to fix it. Just fix it. It don't matter whose fault it was.
Agreed.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, brother. Have a good one. All right, let's take a break real quick. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. This segment is going to be brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters in Pearl wants to help you determine who to use when you're seeking roof repair or work on your gutters. Maybe I can try to read better. You need to choose a qualified, certified company that has a local brick and mortar building, a company that has been in business for I'm butchering this morning. A company that has been in business longer than 2 years and offers a warranty. Complete Exteriors has a 4.9 Google review and has been in business for over 16 years. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters can provide you with a professional and honest look at your roof and gutters. Complete Exteriors, quality without compromise. When you want someone you can trust, contact CompleteExteriorsMS.com. And don't forget their Roofs for Troops rebate program for active and retired military veterans. You get $250 rebate off of your roofing system just for being a veteran. That's good stuff there. All right, on the Matt Kaika Flowood phone line. Hey, brother, you're on there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know that capital improvement district that you've talked about a bunch of times, is, I guess that's Bellhaven Fondren in downtown, right?
Yes.
Why in the world is the state, I mean, the city of Jackson still getting tax money off that if they're not going to do the service on it?
Well, it's I don't know. I mean, they're still responsible for the infrastructure and all that.
Well, if the police department, quite the way that should work, if they have, the state has to do that, then they should be reimbursed by the city.
Oh, I agree, but you know that's not going to happen. We're lucky that. Or the people of Jackson, should I say, are lucky that the state decided to eat this bullet and step in and fix their problem.
Hey, I know. Well, I remember when Chuck Way's daddy first got elected. I called my city councilman at the time, and he told me there was a statute that would allow certain parts of the city to break away and create their own municipality. You think that's worth their stepping towards over time?
I think it's the only way to salvage the situation. I really do. It'd be like a Byram type situation, kind of a city within a city. But you know, you'd have to figure out your water. You're going to get your water from Jackson. Where's all that going to come from? But it, with competent leadership, anything can be done.
I don't know what the steps are to do it, but if I was the city, if I was living in Bellhaven or Fondren, and I had one of them great big old houses, I wouldn't want to be in Jackson.
You know, that's one of the, those are going to be the only places that can pool together the resources, you know, with the help of, say, you know, UMMC and a lot of the investment money. Because the city of Jackson would, of course, sue to keep it from happening. And they have no problem suing over petty stuff and wasting millions and millions of dollars suing. So you're going to have to, it's going to have to be people who can afford to fight the lawsuit to be able to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Clay, have a good day, man.
You too, brother. Bye. Yeah, that's not a bad point there. That is the problem, the lawsuit side of that. Just because I remember the Byram annexation lawsuit dragging on 10 years or so. Not the annexation, I'm sorry, the Byram Incorporation. And that was hundreds of thousands of dollars, tons of money. I mean, for example, let's say South Jackson, very poor area, decides it wants to secede from the city. Who's going to pay? You know, the city's going to sue them. That's just going to be a debacle. I think the only place that it makes sense is, I think Ridgeland should annex part of, you know, County Line Road and try to salvage the County Line area. They may not even want to. Hell, there was a murder there last night. Some Jacksonians in a hotel room killing each other. Maybe they're from Canton. Poor Ridgeland. It's just stuck between Jackson and Canton. They can't win from losing. All the really bad stuff that happens in Ridgeland is somebody either from Canton or somebody from Jackson. That's a dang shame. But, you know, anyway, Fondren and Bellhaven, you know, I don't imagine they can be separate towns, but if you could do Fondren and Bellhaven as one, kind of a city within a city and elect a mayor. But if you don't have the water situation figured out, but there is the thought process that they could get the water from the fairgrounds well. So there's that. All right, we got a call on the Mack Hike of Flowood phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Clay, this is Sylvia.
Good morning, Sylvia.
I want you to know, I live in Ridgeland. I have no desire for us to take any part of County Line other than the part that we already have. And yes, usually Chief Neal, one time, or he's probably done it more than once, but when we had that incident at and the nephew shot his uncle, I believe. I don't know the whole entire story, but that's what I believe that was said on the news. He said that we do not want the crime or these people here that caused crime in Hinds County, Jackson, over here in our spilling over into our city. And that's my paraphrase of what he said.
Well, but he also said something to the extent of parents start you know, watching your kids and being better parents, and oh, that made everybody mad.
Yes, he did say that. I do recall him saying that as well. But I don't want any part of Jackson at all. Nothing. We already have our little ghetto over here off of Old Canton Road. We don't need anything else. That's enough.
Is that the area over there behind the old Time Out Sports Bar? All the townhouses?
No, not there. No, not there. It's William Boulevard. All those little apartment complexes over there.
Oh, okay. Oh, behind Amerigo's? Yeah.
Yes, behind Amerigo's. But that's, and I know that folks are upset with me, and I have my haters out there. It just cracks me up how many people just respond to everything that I have to say. But anyhow, I don't want us to take any more area of anything. If we were to take an area, I'd rather we go north than south.
I concur. All right, Sylvia, have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we got some text on the Guns and Gear text line, which, by the way, if you want to text the show, 769-241-1944. Let's see here. All right. Says Clay, this is why you don't raise taxes for wants, grants, and wishes, because a need will arise, like clean water. I rarely support raising taxes, but our mayor and city council seem to be waiting on the state government and or the federal government to rescue us from our water woes. Ain't going to happen. Jackson should raise taxes in stages with the stipulation that 100% of the funds go towards fixing our water issues. There are things that should be done in small steps to begin the process, like no more contract set-asides and cutting the existing budget. Jackson needs help, and our current city leader ain't it. Ding, ding, ding. Let's see here. I believe this is Chris. He wanted to tell us that Godfrey's still has a location in Jackson by Precinct 4. And he goes, yes, they have two, and just like the French Quarter in New Orleans pays extra taxes for their own security and some council members using their money for other reasons. Yep. All right, one more text here. I need to start putting y'all's names in here, by the way. If you text in, text me who you are so I can save your name if you want it read on there. You know, just your first name's fine. As, if the surrounding areas don't do something to help, all the Jackson people are going to be moving to a location near you. I don't know what these areas are supposed to do to help. It's not – I mean, they are helping. The tax money's paying for the Capital City Police. Which, hey, by the way, them jump out boys, they got a nice little bust last night, and it's got people all mad. They're like, oh, it's just marijuana. It's just marijuana. We got bigger problems than that. No, you got to start with the just marijuana. You know, it's just marijuana crowd out there. This is where it starts. And, you know, never mind the fact that it was with intent to distribute. It looked like it was over a pound of marijuana in 1 ounce bags. And they have several guns. I mean, you don't have to like the law, but that don't change the fact that it's the law. You know, I'm all for medical marijuana being legal and all of that stuff, but it's still illegal to get out there and sell drugs. I mean, let's not sugarcoat this with the it's just marijuana stuff. You sound silly when you do that. I had a good old argument with folks yesterday on the Save Jackson Facebook page about this very thing. And it's silly. I was trying to find the article on it, but let's see here. Here it goes. This is on darkhorsepressnow.com. It says, Capitol Police arrested two men after finding marijuana scales, a 10-millimeter Glock handgun, and an AR-15 rifle in Jackson. On August 7th, Capitol Police encountered two men in a vehicle parked near Pleasant Street and Ralph Alley. When they approached the car, one man ran from the vehicle with a backpack. Police quickly apprehended him and recovered almost 1 pound of marijuana, two digital scales, a 10mm Glock handgun, and other paraphernalia from the backpack. They later found an AR-15 rifle inside the car where they were driving. 22-year-old Dontavius Hoy and 23-year-old Demetrius Chambers, not Demetrius and Dontavius, dang! I don't know, I'm just kidding. Were arrested and charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, an enhancement charge for the firearm they had in their possession, Both men were taken to the Hinds County Detention Center and are currently awaiting bond. Good job. Good job. That is two criminals off the street. You know, so the point I had on when I was arguing with somebody yesterday, they were like, you know, we got too many more problems. You know, marijuana shouldn't even be illegal. I said, okay, let's pretend for a second that marijuana is perfectly legal. You can walk in any gas station and buy it like cigarettes for the sake of this conversation. Those two young men would have still had been selling something illegal, prescription narcotics that they didn't have a prescription for, crack, coke, meth, stolen bicycles, stolen guns, whatever. Their career choices would have still been the same, whether that was marijuana or not. Let's take one more call before we take a break on the Matt Kaika Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there. Well, they didn't last long. All right, well, we got some text on the Guns and Gear text line. It says Sean says, I'm rolling on the way you're saying their names like that. And let's see. Forget weed. Where is he finding ammo for a 10mm? Yeah, no kidding, man. This feels like a great marriage for our sponsor and the text line. Probably at Guns and Gear. That's where I would start for my 10mm ammo. All right, look, man, let's take our last break real quick, and we'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. All right, welcome back in to the last segment of the Clay Edwards Show for, what is today, hump day? Hey, Sean texted in and made a great point on the Guns and Gear text line. He said, man, shouldn't all them fools be excited? They got an AR-15, a big evil AR-15 off the streets. Or does it only matter when you get them out of the hands of white conservatives? That's me adding a little sauce to it. He didn't actually say that part. But is that the only time it matters when you get an AR-15 off the street? Because, I mean, they should be dancing in the streets, and the evil AR-15 is off the streets. Let's see here. You know, I got a text on the Guns and Gear text line from a friend of mine, and me and him have different opinions on law enforcement. And he told me that, in his opinion, that if I saw anything other than police abuse on that video yesterday of the highway patrolman, that I was basically just being a bootlicker. And I just, you know, whatever. You're either on one side of the coin or the other. And I've picked my side that I'm on, and I'm going to ride that to the end. That dude was resisting or not complying, just like 99.999% of all these cases that end up with this quote-unquote police brutality. Somebody was resisting or not complying. And that's what I'm going to stick. You know, I may catch myself on the other end of a police butt-whooping at some point down the road, but, you know, it's probably going to be because I was resisting or complying if that ends up happening. Just my opinion. And I'll probably get on here and complain about it and be like, I was wrong. I'm just kidding. But no, man, look, just you get pulled over. Act normal. Quit acting like you done baked a high honky pie. Just act normal. Give me your license. Do what they say. And go on down the dang road. If you ain't got no warrants, you ain't got nothing to worry about. If you ain't riding dirty, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Good Lord. That's all this boils down to. People that don't like cops are the same people that are always riding dirty. That's why you don't like the police. Because you're breaking the law. All right, man. Jim Thorne's up next, followed by Mike Madison. I will see y'all tomorrow. ClayEdwardsShow.com.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.